The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was a neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated them with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
This particular Gospel that we heard today helped me to think and reflect. Compassion, mercy. Jesus is teaching his disciples and the people around him about mercy and compassion. If you Google the word compassion, you can try it at home. It comes from the Latin word cum passion. It's like Spanish at the same time. Cum means with. Passion is suffer. So compassion and mercy means to suffer with. This is the reason why, as human beings, it is innate in us that we are compassionate people. We are merciful people. But the question, do we practice enough to be compassionate to other people? Are we merciful enough to other people? And one of my experiences as a high school teacher, when we do service or community service, we do it as a class, and one of the things that we do is to serve the poor, but also the homeless. My former students and I went to the Skid Row in LA. Behind all those huge buildings, just a couple of blocks, you see a group of people, homeless, suffering from mental illness or anything. That was their home. And then my very first visit in Skid Row, I was terrified. If you hear the word, or in the gospel story, the priest, the Levites, went the opposite direction. I am guilty. My name is Father Marlon. I went to the other side because I was terrified. The experience for me was overwhelming and it was new. And then the boys were with me. They did follow me and did the same. And I felt bad afterwards. And then we talked about it after the experience. I said, "Father, we followed you. That's why we're doing the same thing." But the following day, I said, "Let's do this. Mea culpa, forgive me. But let's do the right thing." So we walked through Skid Row. And then people started talking to us. Some were yelling at us. They said, "What are you doing here?" One thing that we learned that I said before, Skid Row is their home. We were the outsider. Skid Row was their home for a long time. We seems to be normal. At least we try, right? We were the invaders of that space. If you noticed, in the gospel, it's the same. The poor man lying on the ground, experiencing this pain and half dead, the Levites, the priests, passed by and went on the other side. And that this Samaritan were half-breed. They are Jewish and Gentiles. So the Jewish people during that time don't get along with the Samaritans. They were the outsiders. Some of them, they were the enemies. But in our gospel story, it's different. The Samaritan man took the chance and take that route to approach the sick person. And this is the second point I want to bring up. If you noticed also in the gospel story, the Samaritan man poured oil on his head, bandaged him, and also take care of him, lift him up to his animal. Where did you hear that image before in the gospel? I'm not quizzing you, I'm just asking. This is the story of Jesus himself dying on the cross. The image of the Samaritan man and the sick person is the same image of Jesus dying on the cross. They poured crown on his forehead. He was beaten. He was tortured. And then the apostles wrapped him to be buried. And then 3 days after, the women poured oil, supposed to be pouring oil with Jesus, Jesus' forehead. Reflect on those images. Reflect on those images in your life. We are suffering people in any way possible, big or small. We can't escape suffering. Think about in your life where other people bandaged you with love, with care, and with compassion. And for us today, the Christians of today, my prayer and everybody's prayer here as a community of faith, we may be truly be aware of God's compassion among us, so we may be compassionate to other people, especially for those people that we don't like, especially for those people that sin against us, that we be merciful. Because when you reflect and pray about being merciful and compassionate to others, your heart will be free. Your heart will be free of anything that will drag you down. Because that is the gift of the Spirit. And may the Spirit of God be with us every single day, so that we may be Christians today, tomorrow, and for the rest of our lives.